I'm at?
The sun's hot, but I'm gonna hit it.
Nice feet.
Yeah. Sometime you come by stopping.
Okay.
Holler at me.
Okay, what I'm going to do is so I'd be able to identify the tape later on, I'm going to give it a date and a name and everything. Okay, my name is Vinnie Moore, and I'm from University of South Carolina McKissick Museum. The date is July the 6th, 1990, and we're in the home. Would you please give me your full name, please?
Luella Maddox.
Luella Maddox.
Luella.
Luella Maddox. I'm going to have to make sure I get the correct spelling of that later. Okay, well, and also, I'm also here representing Clemson University and Drexel University in Pennsylvania, where I'm actually taking the history of the Calhoun, South Carolina history when Clemson was called, this area of Clemson was called Calhoun. First, we're going to get started with artifacts and tell you a little bit about what I do at the University of South Carolina. I've been working on this project for the last 3 years. And I actually have gone across the state a couple of times looking for the history of black communities across South Carolina. And the way we're going to represent this is by building a traveling national exhibit that will be, it will talk about the history of South Carolina, but the exhibit itself will travel across the country. And so what we do is we are looking for artifacts now, and we will take slides, and it will go to the consultants are coming across the country, and we're going to design an exhibit that will travel. We will borrow the artifacts which we select and put it under insurance and keep it covered in, you know, shipping and everything. And after the exhibit is gone, usually these exhibit travels for about a year and a half, and then the items will be given back to the people in which we borrow the items from. So this is why I'm here for the first part of this interview. So what I'm going to do is quickly, because you have some really good artifacts, I'm sure you have more, so I want you to know exactly what I'm looking for. Okay, like, the thing is that the exhibit, have you been into any particular museums lately? Okay, okay, I'm going to try to explain to you what we're trying to do. We are trying, for instance, one thing that we'll design thing about birth is the family room, and this is a typical black family room where you have all of the photographs of the family. In many black homes that you go to, you see the entire family on the wall. So we will actually attempt to recreate a room like this, and this would be the exhibit. This would be one phase of the exhibit. And so there'll be other things that represents, like, the family Bible. Do you have a family Bible that have the names of your, when everyone was born, do your family own a family Bible of that nature? You do have a family Bible.
Uh-huh.
How old is the family Bible?
I would guess it was around 100 years old.
Your family Bible's about 100 years old?
I believe that's what I learned.
Well, who's the first name that went into the Bible? Your grandmother, your mother, or, and I know it's not your mother, though. Who was the first owner of the family Bible?
That boy, Lonnie.
And who is he?
Lonnie B. Spear.
Mm-hmm. And and who is he?
That's my brother.
That's your brother?
Brother.
So he owned the Bible first?
No, my daddy owned the Bible.
Okay.
But he's born, I think, well, that Bible was born with me.
Okay.
But he's not 100 years old, but he's supposed to be.
Okay, and so I noticed he has a uniform on. Which war did he serve in? World War I. Okay, that's interesting. Okay, so that's one example of what I'm looking for. Would there be a possibility that we would be able to borrow your family Bible for about a year or so? And if we protect it and make sure we get it back? If we make sure we get it back to you?
Yeah. if I can think why I put it.
Okay, because see what we do, when we package things, we put it in a special casing.
But it ain't got no lid on it.
No, that's okay. No problem. You know, we can't get
the back is gone.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Can we see the names? We'll be able to see the names. I mean, you can see the names on it. That's what we're interested in.
Yeah, I thought it was. Do I have to get it now?
No, you don't have to get it right now. No, we'll work around that. But it's good to know that you have it. If we could see it today, it would be very good if I could see it and take a picture of it.
I know how you have it. You have to think about where it is.
Okay.
And you run up on it when you're not looking for it.
I need to make sure your name is spelled right now. Let me cut this off a minute because I need to get your brother's name. Okay, I'm going to go through one at a time, and it shouldn't take very long, but after we go through the tape, then we'll go and look for things. If you can find a Bible, it would be good. If you can't, you know, we won't cry, but I may drop a tear. But we'll talk about that later. Okay, first of all, I want to ask you, we're going to talk about family life. It's the wedding. You're married, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, how many children do you have?
Nine.
Nine, that's right.
Let's see. How many dead? They're three dead.
Three. How many girls and how many boys did you have?
I had five girls and four boys.
Five
girls.
And four boys. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to think my mother. My mother had five boys and four girls.
Oh.
Yeah, so my mother's exact opposite. Okay, first of all, I want you to tell me about your wedding. Tell me something about your wedding.
Oh, no, I get y'all this one.
Where did you get married?
At home.
At home?
On the front porch. And I married in a white Christmas. The ground was just white with snow. I married 1930. December the 28th.
Could you describe your wedding dress for me?
I had white crepe, kind of long waist. Get it together skirt, short sleeves. And a collar around.
Do you still have your wedding dress?
I took it and made a picture. I made a pillow.
Oh, you made a pull out of it. Okay.
All right. Did
you have pictures taken when you were married?
Mm-hmm.
Tell me what your husband. What did your husband wear?
I think he had a blue suit on and white shirt.
Could you tell quickly about how was the ceremony? Tell me a little bit about the ceremony.
Oh, it went so long. Oh, it was right short. I remember studying cake and done the marriage. And my daddy stood by me. And we stood on the porch. And oh, there's a crowd of them out in the yard, stepping around in snow.
Oh my goodness. And you had a wedding outside in the winter.
Yeah.
It was short sleeve. Did you have something around your arm? I would say it was short sleeve.
No, it was warm.
It was warm.
It wasn't cold.
Uh-huh.
Like it used to be. And the sun was shining so pretty and bright.
Oh my.
And that was beautiful. I just see that snow now.
who was your minister then? I mean, you were married by a minister?
Preacher by the name of Reverend Scuddy Casey.
Hmm. Now we have bouquets. Did you have bouquets? But what is the difference between your wedding and the weddings that you see these days? I guess that's the best way to ask it. Is there a difference in the ceremony?
Yeah, definitely.
What's the difference?
They have a bouquet and they throw it out. To see who will catch it, that'll be the next bride.
Did you do that when you were married? What did you do? What was the ritual when you were married? What some things you did when you got married? You didn't pull. You didn't throw the bouquet. So what did y'all do?
Oh, when they say now salute your bride, one of my husband's uncles grabbed a real long switch and brought it up and. They see which is going to be the be the ball and have to switch out in front of them, everybody that's lying. And do some grabbing, kiss me, say congratulations, things like that. And we stood there for a while, and then we went back in the house.
Okay.
You
had
a big kiss.
You get a kiss. Okay, well, you had a reception after that?
No, that's right now. To the fireplace.
Okay.
So you go along
well,
with it.
Well, do you have a picture? I mean, do you have the pillow that you made your wedding dress out of?
No, I don't have a thing.
Okay, well, I'm trying to find some real. With you had 9 children. Is there something special you do when you know when a child is born? Is there a certain ceremony you go through when your child? What? Okay, well, your child is born, and tell me something about. What's special about childbirth to you, and what you did?
I can't think of nothing.
Did you make them a quilt or?
I made a quilt, and I learned to crochet, and I crocheted booties, and crocheted little swells, and first one thing like that.
Uh-huh. Well, do you still have any of that? Any of your crochet?
Oh, no.
Now, how about cribs? Did you put them in a bed or a crib or what?
Oh, I loved them so that I had a big pillow and put it in a big chair and let them stay in that until later on we got a crib to put them in.
Do you still have the crib left? No?
No, all of them things, my grandchildren and the children, got them and they used them and tore them.
Did you have any of your children's baby clothes left?
No.
I don't
give them. Give them to the children.
I think I need to go to your children and get your. Okay, how about christening gowns? Do you have christening gowns?
No, I've done away with them.
Well, I was, you know, I have a suspicion that there's something. Did you take, okay, when a child is born, did you take them to somebody's house first, or people come over to you? I mean, how did you let everyone know that you had a baby? Was anything special done when babies were born?
Oh.
He's just basically.
I'm so old, I can't.
I know it's been a long time.
I've been so
long. I'm having a hard time remembering what I did my kids when I had them. Well, was it that back then was pink for girls and blue for boys?
Yeah. I loved to sew, and if I'd make the dresses. At first, I didn't have no machine. And I could sew, make little tiny stitches, and make the little dress, double seam. And my mama would die if she see me with my baby with a, you know, I call it baby chat, little chat. Mm-hmm. And you got that colored dress on that baby, get it off, and put a white one on there. And the little boys, I'd make them green and blue, pink, white boys. I just got a collar, you know, I made.
You have a collar that you made for them?
No, I made it.
Do you sew?
Oh,
you
I got a bunny. Where my bunny is? And where in the world is that? Oh, Lord. I have a pink man.
Okay, well, I'm going to go down. We're going to okay, baptism. Did you? What church are you? Are you a Baptist?
Yeah.
Well, so did you have a seeking mother? Did y'all have a seeking mother?
No.
No, you didn't have a seeking mother. What did you have a special robe or whatever you baptized it? A special dress,
yeah.
Baptism dress? Do you still have your baptism dress?
No.
No? Okay. All right. Okay, this is still considered some type of celebration, but for funerals, do you have special mourning dresses that you use in funerals? Veil?
I have no faith. I don't have a spiritual hat and special dress.
Mm-hmm. Well, do you have, and I'm going to go into the, I'm going to go, you said you were Eastern Star. I'd say, what did you wear? Or what kinds of artifacts or uniforms you have for the Eastern Star?
I have a cap, and I have a sash. I have a pin. Mm-hmm. And I have a ring somewhere.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What's good? I'm going to see the watch night. This you shouldn't. The turnouts. let's see. What else can I? Because some things are not personal. Things are like Atlantic Beach. I know. Did you go to Atlantic? Have you been to Atlantic Beach in on the coast?
What is that at?
That's all the way on the coast near Georgetown, South Carolina.
Myrtle Beach.
Myrtle Beach area.
Oh, I went to Myrtle Beach.
How long ago had that been?
How long ago has that been? Oh, my goodness. When did I do that?
But you don't have anything from there, do you? Or do you? I'm asking in the negative. Do you have anything that you brought from the beach area or anything? Matter of fact, what do y'all do for recreation? I know a lot of people don't get go all the way to. I'm asking both of you. What do you do for recreation? This far upstate.
And it's not, they have a by my way, they go to the Y Beach over at Y Beach in Clemson.
Y Beach?
They call it the Y Beach.
Oh.
And they have swimming, they have lifeguards there.
Yeah.
Well, when everything was segregated, could you go there when everything was segregated?
Well, yeah, there was always that branch there, and the kids would go there and play. Mm-hmm. But when there. We had, you know, they always have had state parks, and I was on the school, our church would take picnics there or something. We'd go to the Oconee State Park, and they had swimming, and you'd stay overnight, they had cabins. And that was really the most recreation.
Yeah.
But you'd be there by yourself, you make reservations, and you'd have your own cabin, and a shed, and everything.
Well,
no problem.
Okay, let's see. What I like to do, I think what I want to go after is your, I want to make sure I got everybody identified, the pictures identified. And if you can get for me, how long have you been an Eastern Star? I think that's what I will try to look at. 1920s, 1930s, 1940s. This is a 10-year span.
About 1953, I think.
1953 is when you joined
Eastern Star. I think
that's right. Okay. Do you mind if I take pictures of some of your badges and your hats? Is that accessible for you to get now?
Yes, I know what they.
I'll start with that, and I'm going to start, could still take some pictures of your pictures.
I'll put them on.
No. I just wanted to take it.
Take them on.
Take it as, like sitting on the, you know, lying on the sofa.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to write and listen to the tape at the same time. You sit here. You want to sit here? And I, because your voice is soft and it's sometimes hard. I'm sorry to be running around like this. It's not easy.
Yeah, it is.
Sometimes I wonder why I do this work myself. Okay. So your daughter's name is Minnie?
Minnie Mae.
Minnie Mae. Okay.
Manic the Adjunct.
And how do you...
She looked Manic. I was getting a maiden name.
Oh, man.
And her name now is Agatha, A-D. I don't know how to spell that.
Okay, well, do you think you could remember all your children's generic name?
Yeah.
Okay, all right, because I would say I just used a maiden name. Addicts?
Agatha.
Agatha?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know how to spell that?
A-D-G-E-R.
A-D-G-E-R. Okay, and that's number one. Number two?
Earl Jr.
And that was Earl, no, that was Larry.
That was the son.
Earl Jr. And number three?
Johnny Leo.
Johnny Leo. Okay. Number four.
Oh, John, see which one is coming? Oh. Viola.
Yeah, when you got nine, that's
Viola died when she was wait, let me see, is Viola her name? That don't make no difference. Yeah, Viola. Mm-hmm. Annabelle.
Annabelle?
Uh-huh.
I have a sister named
Annabelle. And her name is Harold. H-E-R-R-A. Let me go get that thing. Let's see.
Are you getting that? I the pictures of your own.
Oh, that's okay. Come out sudden.
You was at an end. Oh, Annabelle and Annabelle.
I
forgot about that.
Okay. You won't believe it, but I lost my...
Sorry. Okay. H-A-R-R-E-L-L.
H-A-H-A-R-R-E-L-L.
Okay.
H-A-R-R-E-L-L.
That's right.
And that, is that a female's name or a male's name?
That's
a male
what
name?
You go by. That's her last name.
Oh, that's her last name. That's what we were trying to spell earlier. H-A-R-R-E-L-L. Okay, who else? Now, what's Viola's last name? Was she always a Mallet?
She died when she was 13 months old.
Well, she died when she was 13 months old. I'm asking, what, she died of natural causes, or did she?
She had a whooping cough, relapse on something.
Okay, Annabelle, and that's number five. Okay, we have Earl Maddox. No, we have Minnie, Earl, Johnny, Leo, Viola, Annabelle. Number six is whom?
Richard Kennedy at this point.
Richard?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and number seven?
David.
Okay.
Alice. Rainey.
Rainey.
R-E-I-N-E-R.
R-E-N-E-Y.
That's what it is.
R-E-N-E-Y?
Mm-hmm. That's what it is.
Okay, number nine.
And, you got David.
Yeah, I have David. I have Minnie, Earl,
Von Eva.
Huh?
Von Eva, Denny.
Oh, I know it means Von Eva. B-O.
Denny, Von Eva. B-O-N.
I-E.
R-E-T-H-A.
Oh, I got you.
Von Eva, Denny.
D-E.
D-Y.
Okay, I just want to make sure I had all your children's name. Okay, let me try doing this again. Stop. Because I see things on here I don't recognize. What is the insignia right here? OES.
Oh, Eastern.
On the Eastern Star Bible.
Mm-hmm.
What does that mean?
Order of the Eastern Star.
The Order of the Eastern Star. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to just get the words. Thank you.
find out about it now, do I?
Yeah, well, I said he's going to drive down with that one now.
When do y'all start?
Second Sunday.
Second Sunday in July?
In August.
Oh, in August.
So, who's the revivalism? Of your church, of many churches.
Mm-hmm.
Is this your church or other churches in Brooklyn?
My church, Golden View. We got Reverend Henderson from Greenville.
Hold on,
yeah, he preached the seventh spring a lot of times. That's why I first heard him preach the seventh spring.
Now I'm going to ask you about the sashes. When do you wear these sashes? And what? Could you tell me something about the sashes?
Well, when we have a turnout, and when one of the members dies, we turn them and wear.
Okay, is the colors on it means anything in particular? The colors on the sash? The yellow and blue and white and...
Yes.
Is that secret?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. You don't have to answer.
You tell you all that stuff.
I'm going to get in the history. I don't want to get the secrets. I'm going to get in the history. That's good to know that the color is a secret.
Rain at Clemson.
Big one.
I think it rained at Clemson. I'm gonna have to roll my glasses. It's dark up there. I believe it rained.
Sure.
Being that left her car glasses down.
That little car is headed. I got something luxurious. The owner of that sold it, and probably could come back and get it. How long have you been in the? You said since 1952 you've been in the organization?
52.
I'll finish with that. And this is...
Be sure you get the cap. You should put that over there.
Uh-huh.
Be sure you get the cap over there.
Yeah, I think I'm going to get the cap and the pocket together. Yeah, bag together. What color dresses do you wear? Because I know you...
White.
Okay. Could you tell me about this? This is worn on your dress at all times, this corsage?
Oh, we have to wear that at the banquet.
At the banquet. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm going to put these together. Now, would it be wrong to put the corsage would you wear the corsage with the hat and the bag? You would do that together? Mm-hmm. Tell me about turnout. I keep hearing about turnouts. Could you tell me basically why you turn out and what does the turnout mean that's not secret? What's the history of the turnout?
All the Eastern Stars or Masons would get together. Just the fellowship.
Could you tell me, is that a public, turnouts are public?
Yeah,
anybody
can
come?
So the other people are seeing, they are joining. In other words, it's advertised.
So it's always a big turnout. Why is it such a big turnout? It's the only time of year, not the only time, but there's a time of year when most of the people come out at the same time?
Yeah.
All the artists come out at the same time?
Supposed to.
What time of year usually is it?
Probably in the fall or the winter, summer?
Yeah, once or twice a year.
We just have the turnout once a year.
Turnout's once a year?
Mm-hmm.
And when is that? What time of year is that?
In July, August.
Did you all go in our office?
Yeah.
So you had the hat, the bag.
Then the grand meeting of...
Am I calling the... Go ahead.
Association. Uh-huh. I mean, all the chapters are coming together at the Princess Hall in Columbia.
Oh, and that's in July.
Mm-hmm.
I know about that. I'm going to try to make it to that, to document. In fact, that reminds me, I got a contract. Do you know exactly when that's going to be in July?
No.
I got to make to that, to document that.
I ain't been in a long time to me.
Can the general public come to that?
The first night, fellowship night.
Can you quick,